Hello and welcome to episode 34 of Celiac.com podcast edition. In this episode, we talk about mesalamine, saliva screening, childhood stress, partial gluten sensitivity, family talk, and molasses spice cookies. Celiac.com podcast edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2010, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Mesalamine. Mesalamine, also known as mesalazine, is an anti-inflammatory drug used to treat inflammation of the digestive tract. It's usually prescribed for ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. Mesalamine is a bowel-specific drug that acts locally in the small intestines and has its predominant actions there, thereby resulting in few systemic side effects. A recent evaluation shows that mesalamine seems to be a safe and effective treatment option for refractory celiac disease. There are currently no adequate clinical therapies for celiac disease, and corticosteroid and/or immunosuppressant treatments can only be used sparingly due to side effects. Mesalamine, on the other hand, reduces local inflammation effectively and is well tolerated in celiac patients. Saliva screening. Due to the high prevalence of celiac disease in youth and knowing the importance of early diagnosis, a team of researchers recently set out to assess a new non-invasive celiac screening strategy that would allow them to make an early diagnosis of celiac disease in 6 to 8 year old children. For the study, the research team tested over 4,000 saliva samples for anti-tissue transglutaminase and immunoglobulin. Children with positive serum assays underwent endoscopy with duodenal biopsies, and researchers advised those diagnosed with celiac disease to start a gluten-free diet. The outcome of this study shows that saliva screens for celiac disease can be effective in identifying celiac disease early in childhood. Childhood stress and celiac disease. A recent study has found no association between early childhood psychological stress and later development of celiac disease. Other studies of the same nature have shown links between psychological stress and other immunological diseases such as inflammatory bowel disease. Stressors evaluated for this study included serious life events, parenting stress, and parental worries. Their data showed that no association between future celiac disease and a serious life event in the family in the child's first to 2.5 years. They also found no association between celiac disease and parenting stress between the ages of 1 year or 2.5 years. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. There's no such thing as partial gluten sensitivity. Current practice allows for many patients exhibiting some celiac symptoms but no visible damage to forego a gluten-free diet. In a new study, researchers found that people who show some symptoms have the same distinctive metabolic fingerprint as patients with full-blown celiac disease. Therefore, both groups must follow a gluten-free diet to avoid permanent damage. Researchers have concluded that metabolic alterations may precede the development of small intestinal villus atrophy and provide a further rationale for early adoption of the gluten-free diet in patients with potential celiac disease. Well, this story comes to us from the autumn 2010 issue of the Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Family talk. In Greek mythology, Apollo gave Cassandra the gift of prophecy to encourage her to be his consort. When she did not return his love, since he could not retract the gift, he accompanied it with a curse. She would have clear vision to future events, but no one would believe her when she warned them. Once a celiac gains an accurate diagnosis, they can regain control over their deteriorating health and confusing symptoms. But, like Cassandra, they must inform the rest of the family about their possible future, and they're often met with doubt and denial. This is often the scenario for a tense family encounter. Sometimes the reaction is hostile. Since the celiac is newly diagnosed, it's a time when sympathy and support are needed most. Not only does the patient have a difficult diet to follow and a damaged body to heal, oftentimes they've been emotionally scarred just dealing with doctors on the way to an accurate diagnosis. One woman describes it this way: communicating the possibility of inherited celiac to my siblings and children was very painful. None of them wanted to hear about it. Denial is real. The best I could do was to give them the information and know that they were in charge of their own lives. Most painful of all was my Crohn's diagnosed daughter, who was unwilling to try the gluten-free challenge. After years, she did. And the diet has improved her health greatly. I don't know whether to be glad she's finally on the wagon or sad that it took so long, putting her in greater long-term danger. Molasses spice cookies. These cookies are soft on the inside and crisp on the outside. Delicious with a cup of tea. Here's an idea of the recipe. Visit our website for full measurements and details. First, take gluten-free flour, some pumpkin pie spice, which is a combo of cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, cloves, and cardamom. Add baking soda and xanthan gum. Mix all together in a bowl, set aside. Next, in a standing mixer, whip melted butter, sugar, egg, and molasses until creamy. Slowly add flour mixture to the sugar mixture until well combined. Remove dough from the mixer, shape into a large ball, and cover completely in parchment paper. Store in the refrigerator for 2 hours or more. When ready to bake, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Remove chilled dough from fridge and scoop out the dough, 2 tablespoons at a time. Roll the dough into balls and then roll the balls in granulated sugar. Arrange on parchment-lined baking sheet. Leave about 2 to 3 inches between each cookie. Bake for 12 minutes. Cool on a rack. Eat. Enjoy. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition from all of us here at celiac.com. Thank you for listening.